Why are you making fun of me?
Just, you know, because it's you.
Here's the song you wanted to hear. It's two guys with a spoon, just a bowl and a spoon. The review is cereals for you. What is Scott gonna say? What's Andrew gonna say? Will their cereals be good or just okay? It's two guys with a spoon, just a bowl and a spoon. They'll be arguing about breakfast food. When they do their reviews, ready with bowls and spoons. And you'll get to hear them slurp and chew. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Scott.
Welcome to Serial Killers. That guy in the song, that was you. Just okay. That's you. That's when you say okay, you sound just like that.
That's what I sound like?
It was supposed to be you.
It was?
Yeah.
Is this really what people think of me?
We have somebody playing you there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is Serial Killers. It's episode 130. Welcome to Monday. It's August 3rd. It's August, dude.
Can you believe
that it's August?
Well, that,
how many cereals we have in here?
Well, yeah, also troubling, but yes. If we ever had somebody like come and do character development on us, they'd be like, guess what? You're like the one who's just so sad, like angry about everything. Like that would be my character. That's sad.
Because you're angry?
I'm not angry. I just think I have feelings on things and I'm very passionate about
it. I also
it.
Think that you just don't care about stuff.
Oh my God. I care about things.
Not this.
Yes, I drive into the city during a pandemic to do this.
Because you said you're bored in your pizza oven.
It's not a pizza oven.
It is today.
I have air conditioning.
But it doesn't matter.
I
it's 98
the pipe
degrees.
On it because it's, my air conditioning doesn't work sometimes, but
it's 98 degrees outside. Do you know how heat permeates through bricks? It is so hot in your apartment.
Give me just one night. Buenas noches.
Wait a second. It's not buenas noches.
What is it?
It's una noche, which is one night.
So I've been singing it wrong.
Buenas noches is good night.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Give me just one night. Una noche. One night is una noche.
That makes a lot of sense. Also, I think the song title is una noche, too. No, I thought it was Buenos Noches.
No, Andrew.
Give you the time.
Who is that, Enrique?
No, it's 98 degrees. Why do you think I mentioned it?
Oh. Oh, my God. Give me another song that they sing, because I can't find it. I can't find it by artist.
Just type in 98 degrees.
Oh, I was in the wrong place.
Oh, God.
You can't type in numbers. It doesn't work on this dumb computer.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if it's sorted, just go to where the numbers would be.
Oh, okay, here's numbers. 1, 2, 3. Oh, A. Went too far. Oh, here we go. 98 degrees. Yeah. The title is Give Me Just One Night. Una Noche. I've not heard this song in forever.
This is one of those songs that you just hear.
Got a long intro, Andrew. Talk it up. Be a DJ, everybody.
Hey, everybody. The 98 Degrees are going to be performing.
No, they're not. They keep telling me you want me. They don't get to the hook for the whole...
Can we do a ramp up again? I feel like I could definitely fit an entire thing on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? And go.
Did you know Nick Lachey is currently married to that smoking hottie Jessica Simpson? You could see them on Newlyweds every Wednesday.
No, she's not.
We have tickets to go see them in concert. Make
no,
sure you tune
don't.
In. Thanks so much for listening. Z100.
Fail. They keep telling me you want. Fail.
No, it was perfect.
No, you failed.
Also, that song came out in 1999, 1998, something around there, or maybe even 2000.
Anyway, Give Me Just One Night, una noche.
Well,
Andrew.
Now I know.
Una noche.
I know.
Una
noche.
Una noche. I don't even know what I'm doing or why we're here. What was I saying before that?
You were talking about my pizza oven being 98 degrees. Oh. So that's why I said buenos noches, but then learned it was una noche.
I need ginkgo biloba.
Why?
Because I can't remember anything. Like, I don't even know what's going on right now.
Let me tell you something. I had ashwagandha in my care of vitamins for the longest time because I was on care of. I
Is
thought
that
this was going to be great.
Aunt?
No, don't be an idiot.
What's ashwagandha?
So I did the care of thing, which is like where you get vitamins and they personalize it to you. You put what you want. Let me tell you something. At first, it was great. I mean, I already take vitamins every day, and you know
this. It sounds
like
a country that's asking for donations on TV.
So ashwagandha is supposed to be good with memory and stuff. Do you know, at first, it was like my brain was hyper-focused. However, after about 3 weeks, I had memory loss.
What?
Yeah, I experienced memory loss. What are you looking for?
Huh?
Are you looking at the peanuts womp womp noise?
Yes.
Why, when I want to speak, do you shut me down? I don't... shut you down when you talk about your time in Cedar Rapids or your weird fascination with General Mills cereals.
Wait a minute. I don't have a...
I have a fascination with all cereals. What are you talking about?
But General Mills, you've been on a crusade against.
That's not true. I love General Mills. I don't like what they did with Cookie Crisp and Cocoa Puffs, but...
A likely story.
Can you just put your phone over there for now? I want you to concentrate on me.
I'm concentrating on you, dude.
All right. This is Serial Killers.
Wait, what's today's date?
August 3rd. I think it's my dead dog's birthday.
I'm done. What? Have a great episode.
I'm pretty sure that this is Boomer's birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry to... Okay, cool.
He's in the backyard.
Your birthday's in 3 days.
My birthday is in 3 days. Yeah. And Amy's birthday is in 5 days.
So are we doing an episode on your birthday?
And Elvis's birthday is in 2 days.
Yes.
I don't know. Was my birthday on a Friday?
What is today's episode?
Today's the 3rd. Today's a Monday.
Thank you for digging in your ear and staring at me while you do it and then smelling it. You're so gross.
No, my birthday is on Thursday. So, we'll have an episode on Friday.
Okay. So the
Friday episode. This is so confusing. Why are we talking about this?
The Friday episode will be your birthday episode.
What?
The Friday episode will be your birthday episode.
Cool. All right.
Wow. Don't want to celebrate.
If you want to plan something for my birthday episode, that's great. I'm in.
I'll think about it.
Okay. So, speaking of General Mills,
Okay.
I'm actually very, very surprised that we have not done this cereal yet. Because although it is, I don't want to say obscure, because you'll recognize the name when I show it to you, but it's not widely available anymore. Okay. And that's probably why we haven't done it yet. I wasn't even sure that they made it anymore, but it is still on the General Mills website. I found it at Walmart while I was in there looking for something. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
They had different varieties of it. And you probably remember the one with raisins. I'm going to go down and get it. Stand by, please.
Okay. Don't pretend to walk downstairs. You're literally bending down.
The cereal sack's in the basement. It's in the cereal basement.
I don't know what has been going on with you. Like, have you been living in this small studio for the past 3 months?
I've been down in the cereal dungeon with Count Chocula.
It shows.
And we've been mixing up the new monster cereal that will be coming out soon.
You're insane.
Why?
You're just insane. Is there a reason why we're paused?
I'm sorry?
Is there a reason why we're not talking?
I need to find something.
Is it a jingle? Are you going to play Cereal Graveyard? Are you going to play Cereal... listener request?
Well, it can't be Cereal Graveyard because I told you they still make it. So if you know anything about the show, you know it's not possible. But I am going to take out this box of oatmeal crisp and shake it.
Shake your box. You've got to shake your box. Shake your box. Scotty must shake his box.
Okay, so you probably remember oatmeal raisin crisp, right?
Of course.
So oatmeal raisin crisp is gone. It used to be oatmeal crisp with raisins, and then they had a maple brown sugar one or something like that. And the only one that still remains, to the best of my knowledge, is just plain old oatmeal crisp. Now with 20% more almonds. I know that makes you crazy, and I don't care.
Do you just like always say that?
I say almond. Almond.
Why?
Almond, because it's almond.
It's an almond.
It's not an almond.
It's an almond.
We've had this fight before, and if you would like me to get somebody from the almond board on the line, I will.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, I'm going to. I have a friend there, but I have to get in touch with them.
You have a friend on an almond board?
Yes.
I'm over it.
Why?
Who does that?
I have friends on lots of boards, my friend.
Yeah. You make it seem like, oh, wow, they're in such high, powerful positions. Do you know I know the Berry Commissioner? Okay.
The only board you're on is just board. Board.
Oh my god, your jokes are so funny.
I forgot how much of a dick you are. You know what? I don't like you anymore. Don't come in here.
And it's just going to be a grown man crying and eating cereal. And nobody wants to hear that.
This reminds me of the one, I think it was called Clusters, and it was a squirrel on the front of it. It looks pretty much the same. Can I have that cup, please?
Ooh. That's a heavy pour. You can see the actual sugar on the flake, so that's cool.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
The almonds are pretty big.
Almond.
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 Clusters. Get out of there with your fingers.
I like almonds, even though I get an allergic reaction.
Great. Ready? Here we go, Andrew. 1, 2, 3.
They're so crunchy.
It kind of tastes like a molasses-y, brown sugary kind of thing.
Mmm.
It's good. It's also heart healthy and delicious, says the box.
I don't mind it. Although it really does just taste like a Honey Bunches of Oats variety, if I'm being quite honest.
No, because there's really no bunches in here.
Yeah, no, but I think it does. The flakes taste very similar.
The flakes are very crunchy. I like that.
For both. It's sweet. I like it. It's a well-rounded cereal.
I will give it 3 bowls and a spoon.
I've been very nice on my reviews lately.
You have. It turns the milk yellow almost instantly, which is all the sugar.
Ooh, I didn't notice that.
Brown sugar. Let's see if I'm right. Whole grain oats. Whole grain wheat, sugar, almond pieces, corn syrup, brown sugar, salt, rice flour, honey, artificial flavor. I'm done with them. You know I don't like that. Healthy cereals should not have artificial anythings in them.
Dude, we just did the past three episodes eating Cookie Crisp, chocolate. Yeah,
natural.
A Frosted Flakes.
Natural.
Fruit Loop mashup.
Naturally flavored.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the artificial flavor isn't what's going to your stomach.
Thank you for listening to Serial Killers.
This has been episode 130.
Yeah, we're done. We're really like winding down the show, so.
This is a one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding, Andrew.
Oh, you got me. Oh, that was pulling my leg. If I had a quirky radio name, what would it be? Curly?
Afro Jeff.
What?
I looked at you and that's what I thought. You have a giant afro and I wanted to call you Jeff. So
you know,
afro
I just
Jeff.
Got a haircut last week.
Didn't cut it short enough.
When people see this picture posted and hear you calling me that, they're going to be like, how, like, is Scotty okay? Is he on horse tranquilizers?
Are you not wearing socks?
No, I am.
Your feet probably smell so bad.
They don't, but thank you for
coming. We're going to call you, actually, your radio name is Fun Gus.
Why? I hate everything about that idea.
Why? Well, your foot has lots of it on it.
Does it?
Yeah, I think you have athlete's foot.
I have athlete's foot.
I smell it.
You do?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just something going on in your moo-moo.
You need some fast actin, tenactin. All right, let's move on to the next cereal, and I'm going to call it new, even though it came out in 2018. It is so hot in the studio.
You really?
The temperature keeps going up.
It's not that.
It's 71
it's
70, in here
it's
now.
It's been 71.
No.
Every time you lean over, by the way, your shirt billows out. Your muumuu, I'm sorry, billows out. I just thought you should know.
Well, then, perhaps.
Were you looking for hot in here?
No.
What were you looking for? We waste so much time on this dang show of you just looking for jingles.
Perhaps I should just play this. Ow! Lean back.
I know.
Well, you said lean over.
Okay, yes. I say, don't dance. They just pull up their pants and
do the rock away. Is it rock away?
Yes.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes. Lean back.
Like,
lean back.
Is the Rockaway a dance?
Yes.
I thought it was an area of Queens.
Okay,
the Rockaways is...
Yes, but it still is a dance, too.
Oh. Anyway, so this...
What did you think that he meant by do the Rockaway?
I didn't know if he said Rockaway.
Do the Rockaway Queens.
No, I didn't know if he said was saying Rockaway.
Maybe he was saying go to Rockaway and lean back. Was that it? I mean, I said it was Buenos Noches and not Una Noche, so I don't really have a
Was that even this episode?
Yes.
I don't even
know
what's
going on. We've
been
talking for 13 minutes.
All right. So this cereal, 2018, going to call it new because it's less than 2 years old, kind of. You're going to hate it because it is a Kashi Go, but you might love it because
Why
I think it's the last one.
Kashis?
I think it's the last one in the series.
You said that with the Danielle episode.
The good thing about it is it's peanut butter, so I think you're
going
to like it.
Okay.
Going down to the cereal sack, this is Kashi Go Crush. And I have one on you, Andrew.
You said crush. It's crunch.
No, it's not. It's Kashi Go Crush.
Oh, but it's peanut butter crunch.
Yeah. Welcome to reading.
Welcome to reading. You said it was peanut butter crush, though.
I said it was Kashi Go Crush.
No.
Peanut butter.
No, you said it was peanut butter crush.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Stop the episode, go back, and listen to yourself say it's peanut butter crush.
I'm not stopping it, but if I did say that, then I apologize, but I don't think I said that.
No, you did. And guess what? Even if you did say it, you're going to take it out in post-production.
No, I'm not.
To make yourself
I promise
look
I won't.
Better.
I swear out on my children's lives that I will not take it out.
Okay, I wasn't saying it to be that dramatic.
Well, I'm just saying I won't because I don't think
my
I said that.
My throat is really starting to itch.
From the almonds?
Yes.
All right. Oh, this smells really good, dude. This smells like a fresh jar of Skippy.
Cool.
Skippy.
Yes, Uptown Funk.
Thank you.
I bought you the t-shirt.
Remember when
that
you
said
got
it?
Me that shirt and I wore it once just to make you feel good, but I would never wear it again?
Yeah, but you wear Kellogg's Fruit Loops t-shirts like they're going out of style. Real cool, bro.
Fruit Loops will never go out of style. A song that came out 4 years ago has.
Guess what's played literally at every single party you've ever gone to in the past 4 years? What's playing? Uptown Funk.
I don't go to parties.
Yeah, it's apparent.
I think, just from the look and smell of this cereal, that it's actually going to be really good because I see giant clusters and it looks like there's lots of real peanut butter in here. And it's making me excited.
The milk is so sweaty. It's gross.
It's sweatier than your friggin' armpits, dude.
No, they're dry today.
What, did you use Arid?
No, I used Old Spice.
Do you know that Arid means dry?
That's cool. These clusters are way too big. Way too big.
I don't know about that. Let's see. Ready? Kashi Go Crush.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. But it's real peanut butter. It's Mm-mm. almost like you scooped it out of a jar. That's good. Four bowls.
Mm-mm.
What? Uh-uh.
I think...
What's the matter with you?
I just... It's not for me. I'll say that.
If there were like chocolate chips in here, five bowls. But I give it four. This is probably the best of the Kashi Go series.
No. It's too peanut buttery. And I know...
Are you the roof of your mouth sticky?
I don't like it that much. I could eat peanut butter out of like the jar. But this is too much. I don't like the texture of it. It's just a lot. I give it two bowls.
All right. You're entitled to your opinion.
Thank you so much. That's why I do a cereal podcast.
Barely.
How is it barely when I've been on 129 of the episodes?
I mean, you're here, but you're not here. You know?
If you had someone who was like such a cereal nerd with you, I have a feeling that the two of you would probably go on for 45 minutes.
It wouldn't be a fun show.
No.
No, it wouldn't. Because do you remember when Toucan Sam changed a color in his beak in 1982?
I do. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. I loved that for him.
And do you remember when Fruity Pebbles was only orange, cherry, and lemon, and then they added the blue one? Do you remember?
A fascinating observation. The 80s were really a time of change for the cereals.
You actually sound like the Great Gazoo. Who?
I know who the Great Gazoo is. He's the one that ruined the Flintstones.
Oh, is that what jumped the shark for the Flintstones?
Yes.
Why?
Because why is there an alien in prehistoric times?
I don't know, but he always granted wishes. That was the best part.
So you have prehistoric dinosaurs, and the whole plot of the Flintstones is based in like, oh, it's prehistoric times. Now you have an alien who's granting wishes. Like what?
He's from the future.
Okay, but that
he was the gateway to the Jetsons.
Really?
Hanna-Barbera, dude.
Wait. So they put him in there to make the connection to the Jetsons?
Yeah.
Was there ever a crossover episode?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Jetsons Meet the Flintstones.
Huh. Well, that's direct.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was called. Why do I remember that? I don't know, but it was very exciting at the time. What? Worlds collide.
Well, that was like Rugrats Go Wild when the Rugrats met the Wild Thornberries.
Actually, I don't know what that means.
I got to see that in the movie theaters.
Was that the guy that sent us that cereal that wasn't cereal and it was mints?
So that's from that, but Rugrats Go Wild was a movie in theaters, and it was the Rugrats meeting the Wild Thornberries on a vacation.
Wasn't the Wild Thornberries like a show on Fox back in the 80s?
No, it was on Nickelodeon, and it was so good.
There was some kind of berries show on Fox.
I have no idea where you're going with this, but back to my point, Rugrats Go Wild was great, and when I saw it in the movie theater, they had it in Smell-O-Vision.
I remember that. They like pumped some crap in.
No, they gave you a card.
What?
And you had to scratch the card.
There was some movie that they pumped some crap in or something.
I have no idea what that is, but again, back to my point, with Rugrats Go Wild, when I saw it, they gave you a card. And you scratch it off. They'd be like, scratch scent number three. It was kind of a waste.
I see, like, in theory, like back in the day when there used to be black and white TV.
Yeah.
I don't remember those days, but I'm just saying, I know that they used to sell like this thing. It's like a screen you could put over the screen.
Yes.
That made it look like it was in color.
My parents talk about that all the time. You used to draw along with the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were some good old times.
What are you about to play?
Hmm?
What are you going to play now?
I can't find it. Guess what it's time for?
What?
Serial Killers.
Bonus Box.
My ears are so itchy right now.
Why? Because you haven't heard that little jingle in so long?
No, the almonds are killing me.
You're lying. You're not allergic to anything.
I am. Allergies are a real thing.
EpiPen.
Just because you don't have an EpiPen doesn't mean you can't be allergic to things.
Well, if you were a responsible allergic person, you would have an EpiPen.
No, because an EpiPen is for someone who can die from it. I just get an itchy throat and scratchy ears.
Well, then just deal with it. All right, welcome.
Just deal with it from the person who literally goes to the hospital for any little thing.
Here, this should get rid of it.
If you spray me, I will kill you. Oh my God, now I can't breathe.
Let's go to the bonus box, which in this case is actually a bag. Oh, damn it.
You're an idiot. Why would you spray it so close to your mic?
I don't know. So we've done a couple of these, and I actually discovered something today while
It's really not that bad.
It's right here.
Oh my God.
I discovered something while looking at their website. So you know that we've done Love Crunch.
Yeah.
We did Love Crunch with red berries. We did Love Crunch peanut butter, which was delicious. However, I didn't realize that they have two different versions of each one.
Mm-hmm.
One is granola and one is cereal. So they have the red berry Love Crunch granola, which we did, but they also have red berry Love Crunch cereal.
Okay.
It kind of was weird to me. I just thought that one came in a bag because it was smaller and the other one came in a box because it was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. Two different things. So this is from Love Crunch. It's apple chia crumble.
Oh, I'm into that.
Why? Because there's chia in it?
No, the apple.
Aren't you allergic to those?
I'm allergic to apples when you don't wash them. I'm allergic to the pesticide on them.
Oh, these aren't washed. So it's apple chia crumble pecans, green apples, chia, and cinnamon. Now, I'm not a big green apple fan, but maybe they reconstitute nicely in a cereal. Let's see how they are. Bite for Bite. Help us spread $1 million to love to food banks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. The clusters... I don't know. I've only seen it on TV, but the clusters look like those big weed clusters. The seeds? That's what it looks like.
Oh, the chia seeds?
No, just the clusters.
What are you talking
about?
You're
a weed guy, dude. They look like those.
I am not a weed guy at all.
Give me a cup.
I have so many gross cups.
What does it smell like? It smells like granola.
Yeah. What do you think this looks like? You're talking about the actual, like.
I don't
nugs.
Know, like I see on TV. Like, yes. this cluster looks like the big weed
like
thing that people don't want. I don't know. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and then you could break it up.
I don't know about these things.
I don't know about these things. I was in the D.A.R.E. program. I get drunk off of two Bud Lights.
One.
That's sad.
Do you know what my favorite beer is?
Bud Light.
No, I am a fan, but my favorite right now is Michelob Ultra Prickly Pear. It's delicious.
All right, so Love Crunch, the apple and chia seeds.
It's not a wine cooler, dude. It's actually beer.
No, it's fine. I like spiked seltzers.
Oh, there's the chia coming through. I see little black specks.
I love them.
What?
I'm oodling up.
You're what?
Oodling up.
You're eating it?
Mmm.
I gotta say, it's surprisingly really good.
Mm-hmm.
The apples come back to life really nicely.
Yep. It's like a burst of apple. It tastes like an apple pie. I'm a fan. I give this 4 bowls and a spoon.
I was actually going to say the same thing. 4 bowls and a spoon. This is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You should try this. Love Crunch. Oh my God. Love Crunch Apple Chia Crumble.
Oh, I like it.
It's really good.
I'm just going to say it. For the Spoonies this year, this might be a dark horse candidate.
I have to tell you, because of COVID, I don't think the Spoonies are going to happen.
They'll be virtual.
Yes, or we might have to postpone them. I don't know.
We've been doing this show for all this time.
The good thing is, I didn't get any pecans, because I don't like pecans. Or pecans, if you're Carla Marie. But
no, Carla. We don't call her Carla Marie.
You're right. I don't call her Carla Marie. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
I refuse to call her Carla Marie.
She hates being called Carla.
Well, that's her name.
Yep, I agree. Ooh, the milk is coming out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. What
are you
doing? Spilling.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I did something I shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
Hurry. You're a menace to society while drinking juice in the hood?
What? For breakfast. What is this bowl?
Scary made me get that.
Oh, Scary made you get it?
Oh, dude, you gotta try this diner. So trendy, so good, everything. Oh, fresh chicken sausage from the farm. Free range.
Can I have paper towels?
Everything.
Can I have paper towels?
Yeah.
So you ate a whole bowl of this and then decided today is gonna be the day that you eat eight cereals in a row?
It was country fresh eggs with chicken sausage, hash browns, toast, and fresh jam. Yeah, I had strawberry.
Why are you saying it like that?
Cookie.
Strawberry.
Cookie.
Strawberry.
Cookies.
Strawberry. Hello, my name is Scott. Have you had a fresh strawberry?
Thank you for listening to Serial Killers. I am on the Driscoll's Berry Board, you know.
Oh my God, you make it seem like this is like something
it's my job.
Proud of.
Yeah, that's my career. It's my second job.
Uh-huh.
You spilled the milk all in the garbage can. That's so rude for George. He's going to take that out and it's going to drip everywhere.
I was going to have to throw it out somewhere. Where else do you throw it out?
This has been Serial Killers. Thank you so much for listening. What?
You also poured a huge amount of milk in the cup, knowing that I usually only take 1 to 2 bites.
What day is today?
Today is the 3rd.
So today's Monday.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Thank you so much. I hope you
do too. We'll
see
you on Friday. I hope I have a great birthday on Thursday.
I hope so too.
I really hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah, it won't.
It could.
Well, why would you go into it with a negative attitude?
Is it a milestone year if it lands on a 5 or a 0, or is it only a milestone year if it's like a milestone year?
I always thought it was only like if it ended in a 0.
What about 25? That's pretty milestone.
I don't know.
What about 75? That's milestone.
Why?
Because they're like quarters of things.
Okay. So you think 45 is a cornerstone?
I don't. What's a cornerstone?
I don't know. Whatever you said. You're halfway to 50, almost.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You're close to 50.
When I was 25, I would have been halfway.
Yeah. You know what? Math isn't my strong suit.
What is, Andrew? What is? Because it isn't cereal. Thank you for listening. This has been Serial Killers. Please follow us on social media, Serial Killers PC. And also, I'll let Andrew talk now.
Oh, like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it. We appreciate you for listening. Thank you.
Soon to come, our brand new website. Andrew's been working on it feverishly for the last few weeks.
I got a fever from it working so
much. For the flavor of a Pringles?
What?
So check back in like, I don't know, 6 months. Maybe it'll be up.
We need to discuss how we're making the website and then I can make it.
Okay. We'll see you. Have a great week. And
crunch.
Kashi, go crunch.
This is an empty bag that's just sitting here.
Yeah, I know. I need it.
Why? Why do you need this empty bag that has crumbs?
Goodbye, Andrew.
Goodbye, Scott.
Go home. Go sit in your pizza oven till you drip and melt on the floor.
Give me just one night. Buenos noches.